The SQL pagination feature is now generally available in Summer 12. This feature includes the new offset clause used in Salesforce Object Query Language, SOQL, queries. What exactly does offset do, you might be wondering? Offset lets you specify a number of rows to skip in the return data. So, for example, if a SQL query returns 1,000 records, determined by using the COUNTSQL function, and you only want to see the last 50, you can add offset 950 to the end of your SQL query. Select name from my object underscore C order by name offset 950. Where offset really comes in handy is when it's used in combination with limit to break up returned data into blocks of records, sometimes referred to as pages. A common occurrence in web or mobile application development is having too much data to present to the user in a single view. Scrolling through hundreds of records on a mobile device is not exactly the most ideal user experience. With offset and limit, you can specify an exact page of the record set. Imagine you have a custom object called merchandise underscore C and want to display the data to the user. You've determined that the amount of records in merchandise underscore C is very large via a SQL query like. Select count from merchandise underscore C. You'd like to display 20 records at a time to the user. To get the first page of 20 records, you can issue the following SQL query. Select name from merchandise underscore C order by name limit 20. Which might return something like. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. For the next page of 20 records, you can issue the following query. Select name from my object underscore C order by name limit 20 offset 20. Which will return the next 20 records from the overall result set ordered by name, perhaps something like. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. For the third page, you'd use limit 20 offset 40 in your query. It's that simple. SQL offset can also be used in many of the force.com features that use SQL. If you've had difficulties using the built-in standard set controller for pagination in your Visual Force pages, you can use SQL offset to write your own custom pagination implementation. Make sure that you've verified that standard set controller won't work for you first, since this controller provides a lot of built-in functionality. There are a couple things to keep in mind if you want to make your use of offset as efficient as possible. You should always sort your results via order by. If you don't, currently the records will be returned in a consistent order, but the algorithm used for the internal sort order is subject to change in the future, meaning your pages might not be consistent down the road. The maximum number of records you can skip via offset is currently 2,000 records. If you need behavior where the full result set is cached on the server side for efficiency reasons, you should use something like query more and not offset. More details on using offset and considerations are in the SQL offset documentation in the SQL and SOSL reference guide. For another nifty example using offset, see Sandeep's January 13th post in the Developer Relations blogs.